My name is David Levy. I have to tell you the story about the fighting in the war of Six-Day War in Israel. But we are in Israel, they had every 10 years big war. I had the first war, I have 1956. I went to, we fought in Gaza. In Gaza I had had 3 days working there and fighting there. And one day I had bullet went through my neck. That's the first war, I was only 18 years old. In 1967, the Six-Day War, I was in a kibbutz sitting down at lunch, and then two of the army came inside and said, David, we are going now to the to reserve duties. They took me in the car, in that jeep, and we went to the place where all my group, Battalion 37, the tanking. And I was supposed to help the tanking move, petrol, food, whatever you need, anything about mechanic or whatever happened. That's my group, have to follow all the time the tanking and fix them up.
So you were actually a support unit for the tanks.
The support unit for the tanks, that's exactly.
Right.
Right. And I was driver, just behind the tanks, 30 tanks in front of us. We was 10 car behind. I was one of the driver and the mechanic from the tanks. Anyway, the first day, after we fixed up ourselves in the station, whatever we have there, we went out to toward Tzafat. Tzafat is very north in Israel, very close to Golan Heights. We hide in the big forest, huge forest. We stayed there 3 weeks, was stink everything, no facility, nothing. Food was only from tin. Everything, we're waiting all the time to have a look when we start fighting. But after a few days, 3 weeks, we stayed there, and then became the right time, we start fighting.
So you were waiting for the war. Before the war, you were waiting there, Tkufat Amtana, for 3 weeks, and you say you had no sanitarium, no toilets, no kitchens.
Nothing. Anyway, the first 3 weeks, we are really terrible place. Then we came, Pkuda, order. We get the order to go down and turn back to, we're going to toward Jordan. We went to Jordan, all the way down, the tank front of us, fighting, and we are behind, help them to move properly. We came the first time, one day, we had to have to hide somewhere before to get to Jordan. We had in the forest near Afula. And suddenly, before the war, suddenly came big plane from Iraq, which went to Netanya, shot Netanya, and then after he came to us, and he went to Machane Amos with a line down in the Machane with reserve of petrol and ammunition.
So I think this Topolov plane from Iraq was the only plane that enemy plane that managed to fly over Israel during the 6 days war.
That's right. They went inside and blew up the Machane Amos, the Camp Amos, which was reserve of petrol and ammunition. That's the first time I really felt the war. The next day, we are driving through Jordan. We went to Jordan, one place to the other place, the tank shooting, and the army was behind, and we are behind all the time, till we went to some place, you know, Tubas. In Tubas, there was a funny place. There was a police place, police station, big one, with 20 people there. And we came inside, and they thought we are Jordanian, and start give us chocolate and cigarette and whatever they gave us all the time. We was very happy. And after a few minutes, they find out we are the enemy, I mean, the Israeli.
So they thought that they're getting help from the Jordanian army. And
yes.
They, in fact, they welcomed with open arms the Israeli army.
Yeah. That's my place in Jordan. I finished in Jordan, we turn back, and we have to go tower to Golan Heights. We went through Afula again, through the Kinneret, and we went up to the Golan Heights.
And that's almost a few weeks after the Golan was conquered from Syria.
Few days, not few weeks, few days.
Few days after it was conquered from Syria. How did it look, the Golan Heights, straight after the war?
Before the war, they look all houses, a lot of houses, a lot of people were there, army, always army, army, army. Everything was army, tanks, Syrian tanks, Syrian guns, Syrian, everything was there. They left it and ran away. And we came after and collect all the stuff and put it together. Even though we have a jeep there, a few jeep there. I was there. Somebody came from the army, high officer came from the army, and asked if I can translate from Arab to Hebrew.
They wanted you to help them talk to the war prisoners that were taken. A high officer came to you and asked you if you speak Arabic, so probably you can assist him in the interrogation and in discussions with the Syrian war prisoners.
That's right. Because there was very big fighting there, a lot of Arabs from Syria stay on the Golan and didn't know where to go. And most of them was prisoners, and they took them to Quneitra. Quneitra is the biggest city in Golan, in the Golan Heights. And there was all the army, our army was got this place and stay there, and they start making their camp. In Quneitra was the camp. And everybody which find any Arab running around, bring him to the Quneitra place, which the army was there, and I was have to translate from Arab to the Hebrew, whatever, where is anything what they knew about the war. Then I stayed 3 months on the Golan Heights, just watching with a gun every night and waiting to finish the war. 3 months after, I went back to the kibbutz and lived there till I married my wife.
David Levy, thank you very much. I'm pleased that you are here to tell the story 50 years later.